Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion. Guess who just got
back today? Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. It's just you and me in our 23rd year now that going forward. And I appreciate you hanging out with me all this time. Appreciate your dedication. And of course, as you know, I appreciate what you do, small business owner. You're the reason I do what I do. Every day I get up, and I've never done anything that I love more than this because of you, because of the inspiration that you are, small business owners. I just wish you could, if I could give you anything, it would be to make sure that you never forget how important you are to the planet. That's not hyperbole. I know I'm a talk show host, but I typically try to stay in the reasonable bounds of hyperbole. But that's the truth, my friends. And here's why. Because what you do is pure. You practice pure capitalism. Pure, it's pure meritocracy. You make your way. You succeed or not, to whatever wherever you are on that continuum between success and failure, wherever you are on that line, it happens in an environment that we call the marketplace, which is indifferent to your very existence. There, you don't get any help. You don't. There's no. There are no mulligans. You don't get any juice from anybody. You can't cheat. You can't leverage beyond your means. You don't have any derivatives. You don't have any default default swaps. You don't have any of the toys and the synthetic leverage that Wall Street has. It's just straight up buy low, sell high, keep track. Buy low, sell high, keep track. That's pure. You're planted in the ground, my friends. Nowhere to hide. We're in a fishbowl. We're under a bubble. Anybody who want, we're, you know, whatever we do, people can watch, right? And that's what makes small business pure. That's what makes Main Street pure. And it's why we continue to be half of the U.S. economy. We're one half of the largest economy on the planet. And you don't get credit for that, my friends, except around here and a few other places. You don't get credit for that. And I think you deserve that. There ought to be 16 television programs dedicated to small business, and yet there are none. There are zero. There ought to be 150 radio programs on small business. And until people started doing more podcasts, there were none. Now there are some because of podcasts, thank God. But there's only one weekday show, and you're listening to it. You don't get the credit, my friends, that you deserve. And here's the sadder fact. The sadder fact is, if the world would look at what you're doing, if the world would take a lesson out of your playbook, if Wall Street would practice their business the way you practice yours, as if everybody could watch, as if everybody could see you, if the concept of shame is completely all over what we do. We are capable of shame out here on Main Street, but in Washington and on Wall Street, there's no shame. And that allows them to push the envelope. That allows them to go overboard. That allows them to step out of the boundaries. That allows them to believe that when they do things that are unnatural, that it's okay because they could do it. Well, just because you can doesn't mean that you should. And that's what we practice out here on Main Street. And that's the reason why I'm so proud of you, small business owners. And I will tell you that I'd like to think that when we talk about grassroots movements, like what's happening in England, right, that happened last week in England, when we think about populism, I'm not a protectionist, I'm not a mercantilist, I'm a free trader, but I'm also a nationalist. I believe in America. I'm okay with America first. But more of that gets around the world. I'd like to think maybe that's a little bit of Main Street taking back the world. I hope that happens. And you're one of the reasons why they're doing it, small business owners. And it's the reason why I'm so proud of you. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.